And let's talk about hanging things on the wall. Yes, it's the long-awaited wall hanging talk segment. So just in the last couple of weeks, we have moved my dad into his new home. Mm-hmm. And so it's up to me to do the interior decorating. So
Are you a known interior decorator?
I'm not bad at it.
Weird question.
I'm not known, but I'm not bad at it.
Okay.
So I went to his old place, and I got whatever off the wall that I thought he would want in his new place. And
generic.
Then I brought it over, and I'm hanging it up, and I've encountered all sorts of questions. And it's really got me thinking, because I've got a lot of blank wall spaces in my house that I've just never put anything up.
That's good. I think blank walls are underrated.
You know, I kind of do too. So my first question is, and I know it's all individual, but generally speaking,
mm-hmm.
how much is too much on a wall? Because I go into some people's homes, and they've got to cover every square inch with family photos and paintings and whatever. And then I go into some people's
Your
homes.
Your mother can junk up a wall.
Go into some people's homes, and you've got a giant wall, and it's either got nothing on it or one little thing. So what is the sweet spot?
Well, I don't know. I think it is not only a difference in who you ask, but I think this is another difference between man and woman. Like, a dude can look at a wall and go, hey, I'll hang this nice picture right here. But a woman will say, no, we need to do a grouping. You can't just put one. You got to put three and put some sort of sconce. Sconce? No, let's just put a picture up there.
They're talking sconces and groupings.
Or some sort of accent above the picture.
Accent.
And I don't know about all that. I just wanted to hang a picture of Uncle Bob.
You think the woman that's overwalled, as far as stuff on the wall, is also over-pillowed on the couch or bed?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same
Women
thing.
Like to fill up space. Mm-hmm. And guys like more Spartan look.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, when I see a wall, I generally think, which one picture or painting could go there?
Yeah.
Just one.
I think that's all you need. But sometimes it depends on the size of the wall. I've been told before, that picture's too small for that wall.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Seems to fit okay. Yeah. Like, yes, you have a 10-foot wall. You don't want to hang a little 6x8 there. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. But sometimes it's a wall much smaller than that, and they think, no, you got to put 3 or 5 things up there.
Not 4.
No. It's got to be odd, I think.
I think that when you're young, you have a tendency to fill every space. Then middle age, you want fewer items on the wall. But I think the older, like when you get into old age, you want more.
Yes.
So I think it goes more, less, more. Because when you're a kid, look at a teenager's bedroom, just about every spot on the wall is filled. I know when I was a kid, I had sports posters everywhere and pennants.
Yeah. We had double Danny White posters in our room.
Yeah. In college.
You can't have enough Danny White.
The exact same poster over my bed and George's bed.
Danny in the blue against the Giants.
Dominating, by the way. So, yeah, as a kid, you want to put everything possible on the wall. But as a kid, you don't care. You just get some thumbtacks or tape or staples, whatever you can come up with.
It makes me so tense when my kids used to hang stuff. It just looked terrible. But you just kind of ride it out and go, okay, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's great.
So then where do you, along the way, get into, no, I can't just tack up a poster. I have to at least cheaply frame it and hang it up.
Never frame a poster.
First home, I think. That's when you start really caring about what you put on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then how you hang it on the walls, too. You're always worried about, oh, that you can't put nail that big in that wall.
Yeah.
Well,
mess it up.
If you're just hanging, are you talking pictures or posters now?
Now, I think as you decorate as you get older, you're pretty much out of the posters.
Yeah. You don't put the Kiss poster up there?
No.
Because I was about to say, you know, with posters now, you can use the tacky putty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To put
that's pretty
there.
Good.
See, I think we ought to go back to posters. I think we all ought to be out on pictures, and everyone would just go with posters again.
The frame poster is a thing.
Yeah.
Why?
It is.
Unless it's a vintage deal or it's autographed. Why would you frame a poster?
Because it looks better. It doesn't look so cheap.
Yeah.
It is cheap. Let it be what
but
it is.
But once you frame it, it's not cheap. You put it in a nice frame, and all of a sudden, wow, that's really cool.
It's still a Kiss poster.
Or like a really specific concert poster of a band you like, you frame it in.
Yeah.
It looks better.
Yeah, I like that.
Uh-huh.
That's, you do that, Sean.
Yeah.
Like, who do you have framed?
The wife's a huge 97s fan, so we got a framed 97s poster.
Is that short for old 97s?
Yes, the old 97s.
Or are these the new 97s?
You don't save that much time by saying 97s. Just say old 97s.
He was showing you
a
big
cash.
Old 97s fan by saying
that's like 97s. Me saying, what? Yeah, that's like me saying I framed a 2 poster. You mean you 2? No, yeah, I just want to save some time, so I'm saying 2.
Wait, how much did your wife spend to frame an old 97s
You'd
poster?
Be surprised. She didn't.
She could have hired Ken to come over and play a set for her.
Well, now right, you're getting into framing talk, and that is where you get stuck.
So I recently took a vintage poster.
Okay, it's vintage.
To a place to have it framed. I will not identify that place, but they're very famous for framing.
They fast?
And they looked at it. They measured it. They said, okay, which frame do you want? I said, that one. What about a mat? Okay, let's put that one on there.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And then they said, all right, here's the price. Normally, this would be $600.
What?
What do you mean normal?
But it's on sale, so you're getting it for $300.
I don't get it.
Why is custom framing that expensive?
It's not. Know. You got ripped off.
No, he's right. That's about the price.
It is.
If you want to frame a picture, a poster, if you want to do the, hey, try a uniform sometime. Hey, mm-hmm. Could you frame this uniform? Oh, yeah, that'd be $500.
If you want to get it matted.
What? Yeah, what? It's still cardboard. Why is matted such a an option that costs $300?
I had a good buddy of mine in high school that worked at a Hobby Lobby, and that's what he did. And that actually takes
put that on your bragging
a lot of work. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but
it takes a lot of time. To
I understand.
Get
yes,
that
to
done
make
and,
it look good,
and make it look right.
Right, but does it take more than an hour, say, to frame a jersey? So it's $300 an hour.
It's not about the time; it's about the expertise.
Mm-hmm. I should have become a framer. People always talk about
put
hey,
that
I
on
been
his
a,
bragging montage.
People always talk about hey,
should have become one.
Should have been a plumber with what they get per hour. A framer right, apparently yeah. makes more.
And you know when he said it'll be $300, I thought, well, this thing's been in my closet for 20 years. I've always wanted to frame it. I'm here. All right, I'll pay it.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Well, because I've tried this before. I've tried buying a frame. And putting the poster or
put
what,
on his
or print.
And it looks
or,
like crap.
Or, and it looks awful.
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
I've done it before with athletic pictures.
Generic.
That sounds sexual.
Generic.
You know, signed photos, and it looks fine. You can buy the frames that if you match it up and they're matted, and it'll save you $200, and it'll look fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, jerseys and things that are unusual sizes, maybe even posters.
Hey.
That may be a different story. But if you have the pretty standard, shot of your favorite athlete or coach or something like that, I think you can do it yourself and it'll look passable.
Are there some rooms where it's more acceptable to hang a ton of stuff on the wall? Like in my study, I want to hang all of my memorabilia.
Yeah.
That looks okay in a study as compared to a living room, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe a game room if you want to put a lot of stuff up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
TV room, you put up your movie posters and things like that.
But I could see, yes, when you get older, like if I start having grandkids, man, I'll have grandkid pictures everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I could see when you get older, you want even more photos and more personal photos. Even more maybe than just, paintings or something like that on your wall.
We need to touch on wall hanging technology because it's gotten so much better than the old just a nail thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the picture hanging hook is fascinating to me that
can hold up to 50 pounds if you get the big one.
Yeah. And some of the things they make to now hang in sheetrock, you don't have to put it in a stud.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can hang something that weighs a lot of, that weighs a lot of weight in sheetrock if you have the right picture hanging technology.
Yeah.
So you guys have always been big on finding a stud, both in wall hanging and in your personal
life.
In your personal life.
Uh-huh.
So. Yes, it drives. I think that is another big argument between men and women. Women want to hang things where they want to hang them.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed many arguments in my childhood between you cannot hang a 100-pound picture without a molly bolt or something in there. It's going to rip right out.
That mirror is not going to stay.
That'll stay up there for about 2 minutes.
Here's the problem. And while I agree with you guys, many years ago, I bought a stud finder.
Yeah.
And the problem is...
It's called a grinder now.
What if the stud doesn't line up with the center of the wall?
Then you... It doesn't matter. You still got to hang in that stud.
That's when you go molly bolt, and I've had the worst luck with those dang molly bolts.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I've lost it through the wall and had to... Yeah, it looks like a woodpecker got loose. I mean, yeah.
That's the worst. The woodpeckered wall, when you're trying to find it with a nail.
Either that or someone got a 22 and shot it through the wall.
Somebody took a 22 machine gun and apparently just strafed the wall.
Yeah, I have terrible luck with those molly bolts.
Because I always use the stud finder, and the stud is never centered where I want to put the picture. So then I just end up... driving a nail into the sheetrock, and you know what? It always holds.
Well,
one of those hooks.
If it's a big enough picture, then you do two studs, and that's how you hang.
Yeah, I've tried to do that before, but sometimes even that's off center.
I hate the double hang.
But the new technology is the little bracket, you know, where you drive the nail into the bracket. And you put two
and
of those
45, and
and you put two of those up there, and that'll hold just about anything on sheetrock.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. There's also something called like a monkey hook. Have you heard of this?
No.
Yes.
And I've bought some. I haven't tried some yet. Yeah. I haven't tried them yet. But they say that they really work. You know, it's like a big hook that goes back up into the wall.
Yeah.
And you can hang it in sheetrock, and it holds a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, anchored at two points back behind there.
Mm-hmm. What about the height of a painting or a photo?
Just above eye level.
That's another thing, but people are different heights, though. And, boy, we've had a lot of discussions about that. Is Kareem coming over today? No. This is just where it looks good to me. And Dirk's not either. But
I'd just like to do a little shout-out to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
A little shout-out.
We always, I won't say argue, but discuss how high the picture should go.
I think it looks better if it's slightly higher than lower.
Yes.
So I always put it to my eye level, and everybody else just has to deal with it.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
That's what I'm saying.
I think it reinforces your arrogance. I mean, not that I needed more info.
Let me start trying that and see how it goes.
But I think it looks a little weird if you walk into a place and everything is real low. It's got to at least be halfway up the wall, if not slightly higher.
Edging higher.
You don't want to knock it off the wall as you walk by it in the hallway.
Yeah, what Sean said.
Right. All right, so I've got more to hang today. I'm going over to Dad's, and I'm going to put up some couple of paintings.
Boy, you know that place just looks like a Craig Miller museum, too.
Yeah, they're
all
up
big
pictures
of himself. Craig sitting next to with his arm draped over a globe. Big portraits like that.
He had Adrian Peterson at the Super Bowl.
You know, I've officially had enough.
Whoa!
Of you publicly besmirching me every day and painting me as arrogant when, in fact, I'm the nicest guy you will ever know.
Oh, I'm not saying that you're not nice. I'm just saying you're extremely arrogant.
I am nothing of the sort. All right, that's Wall Hanging Talk. It's 8:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, a segment all about me, because that's the way I like it.